Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
Ray, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Well, what do you know? Hello. You've reached the answers on Studio B, Revolution Radio. And ain't that something? I figured out how to get onto the server after years. Amazing. Well, hi, everybody. I'm going to try to bring Why Not, the founder of The Answers. See if we can get him into the studio. Maybe he'll even try to contact me. Maybe I'll even try to sing a song. Anyway, I know. It's a little unprofessional. But anyway, hi. Glad you all came along. Anyone's listening. So let's see. Hi. I'm on. I'll bring you in. Yeah. We're going to figure this out. Delta server has joined.
So you're going to take care of it?
Yeah, I
you know, like I just, my producer?
Oh, yeah. I took the server.
Okay. Imagine. All right, Alvin, hit it.
Producer has spoken.
All right, John, you and Paul.
I think
I want
we finally got
in.
Discombobulated.
Yeah, I'm not sure what went
down. Are we there yet?
Yeah, we're on. We are one.
I
this is the answer on Studio B Delta. The blue ball is there. I'm guessing we're on the air because we are professional. Now I'm going to go check. Anyway, I'm going to go check.
Professional.
Yeah, I have it on my website.
I was there at 9 o'clock. So, you know.
Yeah, sure you were. All right,
I was pushing buttons. AI was in the way. I'm sure it wasn't me.
Oh, I can't tell. We're on.
Yeah, there you go. You even checked it. Man, you're the best producer I ever had.
Oh, I was a great producer. I mean, I'm obnoxious and narcissistic, but I was good, man. I got rave reviews.
see? And I've never even tried it. I'm so low.
I was like air traffic control. I kept people like a freaking holding pattern. And I talked to them.
I know.
Made it easier for them, like just hold their nerves. Don't worry, you'll be all right. There's only millions and millions of listeners out there. You'll be just fine.
It's worth the wait.
All right.
And here we are. What can you say about that? The answers.
I got a song, man. I'm going to do a song every week.
Go for it.
Because I'm all, I'm all freaked out. Because I read the company rules and I'm all freaked out and psyched out. Like,
good, because I couldn't get them up because I had to wait for them to load. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's but we should have a bumper and a song, a theme song they play. But I just work. I thought I sent an MP3 this earlier, but it's like I think I sent a video. I'll have to, like, I guess I'll just have to email somebody.
Yeah, but we're real. We're at the moment. That's what I always thought you were.
And I'm going to rehearse this until I get it right. Here we go. Ready?
I'm going to do a bumper.
This is the plumper singing the bumper.
It's a romantic B-side.
I don't want anybody crying, okay? It's A-side to more than a C-side.
Oh, B-side's the best. It's the one that you hardly hear.
You know, don't cry. It's a really sad song. Ready? Revolution Radio. Sunday nights at 10 p.m. The answers with Why Not and Scott. Hey, sit back, relax, and smoke some pot. Some people want to change the world. Most people, they want to live in peace. And some among us are possessed. Oh, yes. Oh, no. It's the answers on Revolution Radio. Hey, hey, hey.
He never can get enough.
That was the slow romantic version. We'll have the fast disco version.
Well, that's what live is all about. You know, in our age, while we do live, we should entertain the masses because, you know, we're all asses here, right? We all got one of those. It's all what you make it, all what you want to see. And, you know, just let somebody else see it too. It's no big deal. We got time, we got forever. The funny thing is, you know, all these other belief systems, I keep hearing them, I keep hearing all the, you know, damnation and the power among them, and, you know, everything's all this, you know, who's better than who and who's in the zoo. And you know what? When you get over to the good side, there is no freaking arguments of who's better than who. Even the gods and stuff, they've just been around longer. They don't act like they're better. They don't play all these head games. This is all man. And then you hear the guy before me talk about coming back here. Why would you come back? Like, give me on the answers a good reason why you would want to come back instead of going somewhere new. Like, life is something new all the time. How could it be something less?
I find something new every day. I mean, I just...
Right, but you wouldn't turn around and come back and do it over again, right?
Oh, no, I just got a virus on my computer trying to download this stupid 5-minute version of Hey Jude, man, off the album Beatles 20 Greatest in the U.S., the English UK version has the normal 7-minute whatever version, but the American version has a 5-minute rare version you'll never get on any other freaking album or any. It's like, and I need that now. You know, I need it.
Dark web to get it all.
Oh, dark web. I gotta say this. I'm in the torrents. I just look. I'm digging up these links. They're like 10 years old, 12 years old, right?
And they're the best ones.
Yeah, I'm looking. It's like the dark web. It's all these like torrent links. All these weird freaking links from the past, man. Most of them don't exist.
Yeah,
one,
Yeah, before somebody buries them, yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Look, I mean, I'm just, I'm talking 4 gig worth of links. Think about that. Just, these are like, what are these, five or eight little files per link? 4 gig of freaking links. I collect everything.
Yeah, that's what life is all about. We're like magnets. We attract it all. And then if we don't get enough, we get pissy about it. We want more. I have enough. Everything's more than enough. It's always something more. You almost can't carry it all, right?
Well, I got discharge mode. I started looking through the books, the PDFs and stuff. And I'm thinking, it's just ridiculous. There's just too much knowledge, too much data. I want to read. It's like, I just want to read everything. I mean, everything's at your fingertips. Yeah. There's too much.
So if there's all that and we never have enough time for it, why would you come back? Wouldn't you think you'd want the time to see what's next and what's more? No? Like, I never get this thing where, you know, you have to have less or come back or go through hell or, you know, like somebody's going to damn you or something, you know. Like everybody in my book goes to a better place, and it's all up to you when you want to go find something new to learn instead of going through the same old shit because you can't let go.
Yeah, but
the only way you come back is when you haunt this place. You know, people talk about reincarnation. Well, what if it's all the souls that came back thinking they are coming back, but they can't come back? So they haunt everybody, and they hang on to you, and you got to get rid of all those lives that you remember.
It's
instead
like
of,
this. You graduate high school, you know, and then like 5 years later, like, you know, you're still a kid, 4 years, and you're thinking, man, I wish I could go back to high school, man. It's like, it's, you know, I mean.
Is that what it is? You can't handle what you went through? You want to do it again?
You enjoyed
back.
High school, and you want to go back and enjoy it some more. I'm not sure why people want to.
I thought all the crossroads are good. You know, you got forever, so how can you go wrong?
No matter which direction you go, any road will take
you. Yeah,
you
learn. Yeah, there you go. That's the song, right? Mm-hmm. And why is that? Because everything adds up. It doesn't, you know, you don't have to do a roundabout. You know, that sounds stupid.
I don't hold it against you if you do, though. If you want to, like, do a rerun.
No, you can hang here as long as you want, but I don't want to be hanging around somebody else's life and changing it. I would like to give life rather than take it away.
Right. You know?
So the joke is, why would you think that what man is doing is something special when there's so much more than man out there?
Well, it is. I mean, another world. Everything I do is way more interesting than the cats. I mean, the cats are always looking at me.
There you go. You're like the top of the food chain, right?
Well, the entertainment chain, I am for them.
Absolutely. Cat doesn't entertain you as much, right?
I don't know, man. Sometimes they do. I gotta say, I got the cutest cat in the world. She's adorable. Oh, God.
I am entertainment. I saw a hawk come into a tree tonight or in the afternoon, something like that. It slams into the top of the tree and falls all the way to the ground and walks away. I don't know if it was going after something. I just watched it like tumble through the tree.
He got a breath of that.
Maybe it just fell out of the sky because of
the house. The Ohio.
Yeah. Whiff went this way. Knocked the hawk right out of the sky. That could be it. Because I, you know, like after it walked away a little bit, I didn't hear anything anymore. So I don't know. I don't know what happened. They're falling out of the sky.
I don't know. It's probably like an illegal alien with a slingshot. Shot
anything.
Now they're gonna eat it.
Actually, I thought because I didn't hear anything after that, I should go look. You know, but I went a little bit and I didn't see anything, so I gave up on it. But yeah, it's just...
Wait for scraps?
Well, I just thought it was a huge bird. How could it get away without making a noise? Yeah. It just makes me laugh.
They are huge.
It's all good. Yeah. Amazing stuff. And really, we are like at the top of the chain, you know, like we're the ones that are supposed to, you know, actually live forever and, you know, realize what living is and stuff. You know, so why can't we get it right? Isn't it something pretty easy? Simple even? Like the guy before us, Watchman on the Wall, he was saying how we don't even know when the day that you're supposed to take off, like Sunday is not the right day. It's supposed to be the moon days, which is, you know, what my book says too. You know, we used to watch the moon and stuff and plan on it and stuff like that. It's what gives us life, you know, the timing of the moon. So it's funny, you're supposed to take a day off and not like you work all the time. You're always busy. So it's supposed to be a day that you take off and take it easy. And on the full moon, you're supposed to actually fast for that day because it's good for you. And this is according to the philosophy, but it's like you'd have to know what day it is. And, you know, you just look at the moon. That's why they use the moon. It was so simple. You know, the four quarters of the moon are your every day you're supposed to take off. So you can't put that into the regular calendar. So all of us are like, we're off on that. And
wait,
the last
28
says,
days? It's 28 yeah. days for a full cycle. So why not? Or let's just say, yeah, every Sunday. I mean, 7 days would be like, you know.
Every 7 days. But
so you got to just pick a day.
It's not a Sunday.
Pick the right day and then you got it.
Exactly, you just follow the moon and you can't make a mistake. Now, the problem is in the OASPI, it says that's the day that the guardian angels change their watch. So all kinds of shit could happen on those 4 days of the month if you don't take off at the same time. And in the OASPI, it doesn't say praise the creator. I mean, the creator doesn't need any praise. So it just says that you should take a day off and enjoy life. That's what it means for that day. It's not about praising any God or something. Why do you praise God anyway? What does God have to do with it? What's that?
Praise the day off.
Yeah, that's what I was saying it means. You look at the moon, you see the quarters, so you take a day off, because if you don't, you're going to be playing in like a bad time when the bad spirits are out to play. And that's the way it looks to me. And then you should like be in tune with nature, because every full moon you should take a, you know, cleanse yourself, you know, have a fast for a day.
Oh, I'm fasting.
That,
after really? 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, I gotta eat.
Oh, yeah,
I'm getting blood work. Tomorrow.
Blood work.
Yeah.
The only time we fast.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
We're good at that, aren't we?
Well, I haven't really fasted now. I can't remember the last time I actually fasted. A half year.
I used to do it as the pagan holiday thing, you know, Fat Tuesday, so you can fast till Easter or something. Till Good Friday, is it, or something? I don't know what it is. I never followed the belief systems. Yeah, Lent. You give something up. It's supposed to be like the thing where Jesus went and did the 40 days in the desert, you know, and gave up life for 40 days. But whatever. I don't think any of these ceremonies are correct. When you look them up, it's like the Easter Bunny is not a good thing and stuff.
Scary, huh?
Everything about it. Yeah. The egg. In the Vedic or something, I think it's the Vedic culture, the egg is supposed to be the, like, what we come, or the, whatever, it was a Buddha or something came in the egg, and then the top half of the egg is heaven, and the bottom half is the earth or something that we're sitting on. bag separates in half. Some kind of belief like that. Yeah, so maybe that's where Humpty Dumpty comes from. We couldn't put the egg back together again.
Well, that's what I thought.
It's just funny. It's half in the heavens and half in the earth. But the thing is, all these belief systems are just belief systems. It's like we live forever, so why do we have belief systems? And the thing about hell and sinning and, you know, who's all bad and stuff, there's nobody bad, really. It's all how you treat each other. Well, you know, all this, like, morality and crap that they taught you, it's like, you know, it's only what man thinks. It's not really living. It's like living would be go out and enjoy it a little. Instead of, you know, what they tell you is fun and, you know, getting a vacation once a year. So. Have a freaking life, right? Do you believe everything you're told?
Well, I do.
I don't. I think we're all good and I think we all get to forever. And I think we're tired of all the belief systems that say there's something wrong with you.
Come on, tell me something. I'll believe it. Just tell me anything.
How bad can you be? How bad were you, Scotty? Would you hurt anyone? I mean, come on.
Excuse me.
You don't even want to hurt the animals.
No, I wouldn't hurt anybody. No, nobody wants to hurt anybody. I'm hoping.
Right. So what's all this bullshit like, you know, listening to, you know, some God telling you what to think and who's better than who, and we're all sinners till we figure out God's better than us. What's the point of that? Exactly. So you're living out like this pure life or something, all in the light or something, but, you know, you live forever anyway. So, you know, anybody can find the light. It's really not that complicated.
Yeah, it's almost like an ego thing.
Exactly. Who's got more knowledge?
Ha ha, I'm living forever, and you're not, ha ha.
Exactly. I'm going to sit next to you. God, not you.
I eat pizza for breakfast. I'm going ahead.
Yeah, I eat pizza for breakfast on Sunday. The wrong day of the week.
I eat pizza for breakfast.
Oh, week. Sorry, I got that wrong.
Whoops.
So you're not one of those body and blood of Christ ones.
Well, you just
do that on Sunday.
Setting me up.
Here we are on the answers. What's the setup on
this? This is my body you eat. This is my blood you drink.
That don't sound scary. Huh? The real Joshua, not Jesus. You know, like Jesus is just a made up.
Joshua.
Oh, there was a guy named Joshua in the OSPE, but that guy, he said, don't hurt the lamb. And we ended up sacrificing the lamb, calling him Jesus or something. You know?
Well, Barabbas said,
it doesn't make any
lamb.
Sense.
Barabbas said, sacrifice the lamb.
How about?
We're hungry.
That was Barabbas. That's why they picked Barabbas. I agree. I think that's why they picked her. Jesus was only giving up fish and bread. Right? You got a point. Don't doubt it. I heard Kennedy was going to run for president.
Yeah,
what do you think they are?
Which Kennedy? I'm not sure who you're talking about.
Kennedy Jr., I think.
Like one of the biological, genetically attached
yes,
Kennedys?
Yes, the last one.
I thought he meant that old geezer
he
from
said
Louisiana.
He's not afraid. They asked him, are you afraid? He's like, no.
So my joke
is Trump Barabbas now? Got a pick between.
You know what? I love this question. Who's Trump?
That's a great question. Who is Trump? Is he Barabbas? We are going to have the best 2024.
Is he John the Baptist? Is Trump John the Baptist? No, he's not John.
He could be. No.
It's
more like Barabbas. It does rhyme with the Baptist.
Well, Barabbas is the one that
they picked him instead of Jesus, right?
Right, right, yeah.
So the right guy would be Kennedy, of course, you know.
Barabbas would be
whoever else they pick.
Clinton would be Jesus. Trump would be Jesus.
Made up Jesus. Not the real thing. Oh, it's going to be a fun 24. Imagine that.
It's going to be, well, I mean, if it happened now, it would just be fabulous. But both these guys would be in jail. They're both going to get locked up because they're so spiteful and hateful. They want to lock up Putin. They want to lock up Trump. They want to lock up Biden. Everybody.
Everybody.
And it all started with,
whoever's saying they should go to jail, they should go to jail too. Yes.
It all started with Trump and Hillary. It's like, lock her up.
Yes.
And they won't go to jail. They'll still be standing after everyone goes to jail.
When people figure out that you really can do a citizen's arrest, all of these people would be in jail. And that's where we're at, really. And this stupid shit with Trump in the news still. Does he ever get out of the news? Do we have to be pounded by Trump all the time?
Well, I mean, I haven't really seen him in the news, except I saw a clip about someone saying he will be locked up or arrested on Tuesday.
Yeah, they're making a huge thing out of it.
That's right. He said it. He's the one
and
said
it's all
it.
Stupid. It's all a waste of time.
It's your crazy idea. It's going to make him. It'll make him a hero.
That's what I was just going to say. You're going to make him into the guy that everybody wants.
I don't believe that.
Why? Why wouldn't they put him in
next? I would vote for him.
What if Kennedy runs? And then everybody picks the idiot because, they made him into the guy that gets picked on.
Single play for the devil at his inaugurations, Kennedy. After all, who killed the Kennedys?
I just think that this is like the great, like the ending that we need, the big twist at the end. Like it might be the last pick, the last chance to pick. And of course, all this stuff's going to be a fraud, so you got to really, check it later. Yeah, how could you even have an election now? Go ahead.
Wait for Elvis to show up.
The aliens could bring them all back at the same time.
You ain't a dog. Come, Elvis had Ellie Mae. Isn't that amazing? He broke her heart. He had Ellie Mae. It is amazing, isn't it?
Who could get Elvis?
Elvis could.
That's amazing.
I had Margaret. I mean, that was too much. But, I mean, Ellie Mae, you got to be kidding me. What kid didn't we all grow up? We loved Ellie Mae. Oh, man, she was like...
She was perfect.
Ellie Mae Clapp, I know.
It turned into a Grammy.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
I could be not come back to that.
I know.
It was pigtails, wasn't it?
ponytail. Pigtails. No, I can't remember. Is that sick? I just saw it too, like a week ago.
That's funny. Yeah. What we've been through. Really were brought up back.
Marianne, Ginger, Ellie Mae. Oh, yeah. Nintendo Hora. Did anyone really get off on her? But anyway, she was hot, too.
Wonder Woman.
There were some hot Star Trek women. I don't know how you got on the subject. Wow. It was Klingon women. They were too much. They were just Amazons.
I think we ran out of ideas. What do you think? The comment is empty.
Wouldn't it be cool though? It's like, you know, I'm just making this up as I go along, but it's like,
sure.
Like you turn 18 and you get your choice of, like, you know, 100 different women. And the same for women too. You turn 18, you get your choice. Yeah, 100. You get 100 different men to choose from all over the world, man, from every country. You get a choice to go to that country.
Yeah. What is that, wow. Like a voluntary?
And to make it better, you didn't know this is not voluntary now, because here it is. You start a poll. You get a. It goes like this. You get like one girl and one guy from every country, and then you play
the choice.
Yeah, and it's like you've got some kind of test. You know, some lottery. It's like, you know, so the, like, it starts with ladies before gentlemen. So the first woman who wins the lottery, she gets to pick what guy. And then the guy wins the lottery first in line. He gets to pick a woman. Until everyone's gone, and then you do it again. You pick someone for every. And that way you'll integrate the entire world. That'll be the end of. There'll be nothing to be racist about.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. It'll be random, you know. So you don't have a choice. That's when you're married. You're having kids. Go enjoy. Be fruitful. Yeah, be happy, fruitful, and multiply.
Why don't we just do test tubes? I mean, who would know that? You know?
I think that would be nice. Sperm bank. If you want to save culture. Well, I mean, I guess your parents would still introduce culture to the test tube babies.
I kind of think everything was going fine until man decided that he could do more. And, you know, like, why would you change the way we were doing it before?
Doing what?
Each other, I think it is, right?
The way we were doing each other, okay.
Now we're not going to get to do each other anymore. We're going to have test tube babies, and, you know, it's going to be up to science to decide our children.
No one seems to be happy. The left wing doesn't seem to be happy with the way we're doing each other. Yeah, because it's like, look at them. They're trying to change everything.
So is that why there's too many choices now? Because nobody's happy with each other.
Well, the left
wing, the creative way wasn't good enough.
I don't have a problem. I go with the flow.
That's what I always did. Never had a problem.
But I think I don't want to be bitching or anything, but I only see this on the news. But I mean, if politicians are talking this, and it's like, and somehow these people are getting put on the media, and they're saying stuff like, "Well, you know what? The white male, old white male, is just a jerk." It's like,
who has the knowledge to say things like that? You know, like, who's really like the
anybody's
to decide. Anybody's fate.
Nobody. It's really. I know why you're doing this.
Because people think they can. Somebody thinks power, or, you know, somebody has more knowledge than someone else.
It's like this. Your kid bites you, right? So then you bite your kid, and that teaches your kid not to bite anymore. Well, here, what they're saying is that white males are racist. We're the problem, and now we're just going to taste our own medicine for about 20 years, and that'll straighten everything, that generation, and that'll straighten everything out.
They did it on purpose to get us to fight, like this thing with Trumpy Dumpty. you know, like they want to get a civil war going, so they figure they'll put them in jail or something or treat them bad.
I don't think anyone's going to fight over that.
No, it's so stupid. It's like you go to these like CNN and CNBC and all this asshole stuff, and they all talk the same stupid, like a bunch of winnies that, you know, think that they're going to change the world with their nonsense, whatever, you know, speech. They actually think they can put spells on you or something. Like, you're going to believe their crap. So the joke is that none of this stuff is real. Nothing that they've ever taught us is real. Like, we're on the answers here. You find it yourself. You have discernment. You have a heart. You have feelings. You know, you have feelings for each other. You stop believing all this stuff that you're taught. Like, have a regular life. Like, naturally, don't believe these people in the high places. You know? Don't even believe us, you know? Have a life.
Don't believe me. I've seen things I can't explain.
Yeah, and you wouldn't want somebody to tell you what's next. You would want to figure it out yourself. So, you know, have a life.
I believe you. Whatever you think's coming next is probably happening for you. But we're all on a different trip. Nobody's on the same trip.
Because we have that much going for us. Somebody gave us life, and, you know, like the Creator's there with us. So anything's possible. But what man makes up is not possible. All these fears and all these things that, you know, hurt each other and stuff, this is man's way of living. Like, if it was the Creator's way or a good way of life, you wouldn't have people that were poor enough to steal. Why would you need that in the world? You know, so we're all set up to fail. And we're going to get past that next. That's what the next thing is that this stupid government's afraid of. They can't control something good.
It's probably money. Nobody should have money because they don't have money.
Right, money's just a lesson. You know, like now we know how this works. It doesn't work out for us. You know, look at how much we went through to figure it out. And how can you afford the weapons for war and the killing people? And all the nonsense and rhetoric that you have to put up with to, you know, have war and stuff. We got to waste our time listening to all the blowhards and things. You know, and they're just sacrificing children. They have no excuse. There's no reason for it. And it costs more than it does to feed everybody. So how can you get away with it? And I'm telling you here on The Answers, you don't get away with murder anymore. You're not allowed to kill. You know, look at the rules. It's you know, like there's no other way. You're not allowed.
It's something that if you really have to read the rules, man, for that one.
Well, if your belief system allows you to kill each other, then your belief system's putting you in hell. And all the shit that your God on the throne made up was because the hell is what you make it if you're going to fight with each other.
Yeah, but what belief system actually really promotes killing? They all say that.
All of them. They all say that, but then they twist it so that they can go to war. The philosophy actually says it that way, that the priests twisted the words so that the governments can go to war. Because it says, thou shalt not kill. You hear people sacrificing goats still. You know, like that's what our eating meat is when you actually get down to it.
I'm trying to remember what the loophole is.
There never was a loophole.
Like, why didn't all religions say, like, just turn the other cheek? No one has to fight. You just turn the other cheek and let them kill you if you don't want to go to war.
Because they're all greedy. They're selfish. They want to fight for their imminence, though.
Right. So if you don't go to war, that means that the enemy comes in, steals your property and your women. So what are you
going
to do?
That's bullshit. I've heard that all my life. I've heard people that are bullies say that if you don't fight, somebody's going to take your goods. Well, I'll say take my goods then, because it's better to give them to you than it is to fight over something.
Yeah, well, see, you don't represent the entire village.
You've got to get past that stupidity.
Yeah, but you don't represent the entire village.
The entire village anybody would think the same way, rather than having violence in your world.
Most people are saying just pass the guns. Person. Yeah. Praise
if you help
word,
the person. If somebody's stealing from me, they need it more than I do. So why wouldn't I help them so they don't need it like that? You know, I've got too much. Everything that I do makes more money, so I don't need money. It's all about knowledge. So if you give knowledge, you don't need money. So that's what's wrong with the world. We just haven't figured out that the next level is, you know, better life, where we all have knowledge and we don't have to fight over money. Anybody can do anything. Nobody ever said anything like that. Like, why didn't somebody tell you that you can do what you see anybody else do? Like, why would the Creator make us so different that we can't handle it all? See, only man makes us all different and screws with our heads and sits us, you know, in different places so we can fight over who's better and who's better for the woman, and, you know, we can fight over the women.
Yeah, and but the I blame
truth
myself.
Is none of that. Yeah,
I don't blame
it's
the government
what we're taught.
I blame myself for a lot because it's like I'm lazy. So, I mean, I mean there was all kinds of opportunities.
You mean that we couldn't change the government?
It was all to make money, you know. I'm seeing that's why I never. But I've been. I mean, I've had the opportunity to make money.
I've had lots of opportunity too. But why would you want to make money if it's like you don't get to, you know, be around your children? You don't get
right.
You know, the family life that you had.
But that was mine. That was my decision, and yours. And I'm just saying that
mine too. I didn't follow the money. I followed life. I thought, you know, having a life or going places and doing things was more important. See, life is supposed to be what you can do while you're physical. If you're busy all the time, that's why I call it busyness, you're not going to actually do what you want to. And most of us have to get to retirement to actually have some time for what we want. So, isn't that a little upside down? Like, how much can we do now? We're not going to change the government now that we're old. Now that we can afford to do something about it. We can't do something to our children now. You know?
Never know. It might be at the right spot at the right time. Maybe I can change the government. Might have to die for it, but who knows? Maybe I'll just be at the right place.
I don't think there's any fight involved. I think it's about figuring out what you could do better and they can't do as well.
I mean,
we don't need...
gets run over by a tank down at Levittown Parkway. Tank rolls <through. laughs> National, international news.
There's another square to stand on.
Yeah, square deal.
Yeah, they call the... or the throne of square too, where the power sits, you know.
Tiananmen Square dance. Now, did that guy really die? That's one of those.
I don't think so. I don't know what to believe anymore.
Everyone's what do you call it, the Mandela effect? No one's really sure. Everyone thought he died.
The real effect is that the CIA can make anything up they want because they had CGI before we did. You know, and we're all living this lie. Like, if every government has been overthrown by our CIA, you know, like, it might be their turn now.
Probably had it one time.
Well, I think it's their turn now, right?
Well, good luck on that one.
Our government is struggling to be able to do anything powerful anymore. They can't even talk well.
They sold out. These people.
Matter of fact, they have to stop and change their diaper once in a while nowadays because they're too old. That is selling them out. Like, why don't you give the power over to the children? Like, why do you have to get the last control out of it before you go? Like, if you were doing the right thing, you wouldn't worry about who comes next. They would do the right thing too. But what is this bullshit with, you know, putting people in that get to choose what you're going to go through next instead of what's right?
It's the worst shit show I've ever seen. okay, is what's going on. Oh, yeah. Nothing but lies and blaming and just blaming everybody for anything. It doesn't matter. It's always just blaming the last administration.
That's what happens when you... what happens when you pay for everything and you can't afford it. You know, like you can't afford to pay off the people you've been paying off.
Kind of reminds me of, like, you know, someday you grow up and you stop watching WWE, like WWF wrestling, you know? It's like when you're a kid, you know, you're in sixth grade, seventh, eighth grade. You grow up and it's like, whatever, you go into bigger and better things.
Well,
like,
you realize.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Stop playing this video game. Get out of it.
But that's what the government's like. Yes, so why don't we just grow up and say, like, these people are just a bunch of freaking players for God knows what organization.
Right.
Like, screw this shit.
Well, look at what we could be doing. You know, like, if we weren't playing video games, we could be doing anything. Like, there's all this science out there, and we could be playing in labs and... You don't have to be fancy to do that stuff. It's just something you want to do. And we just set it up differently.
Making up songs like me. Take it
easy. Well, yeah.
For an extra 10 minutes.
We'll actually make it better. We'll be back in a flash or so.
Be back.
Boy, it must have started late.
Wow. Wow, that's just crazy stuff. Oh, wow.
Thanks for being here.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction. On Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday, 1700 hours Pacific Time, that's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing, in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal Lotus O deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator. Every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet. I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
And we are back here. Here with the answers. I feel good that I made it on time. So I was here on time. I thought it was interesting how nothing would work. But anyway, this is like the place to be. Rev Radio is the final solution, where the last chance for us to do what we can, as the commercial says, and actually figure all this out for ourselves and do something about it. Like the time that we're at is when the real people, like not the made up stuff that they've given us and the citizen crap and stuff, but just, the real thought of what we think actually solves everything and figures out a better way to live. Like, maybe if nobody was going through hell, they wouldn't put other people through hell. Maybe if everybody had a place to live and something good to eat and they didn't feel like they needed to fight over things. Maybe it's all set up for a failure, and that's what all this bullshit heaven and hell and crap is all about. It's like, all the lower heavens, according to the OASPI, are just made up of what these gods think, that, if somebody's been around long enough, they could come up with lots more than we can, just being here the first 100 years. And the funny thing is that all the belief systems kind of just believe in this. They don't give you a thought that there's something more than this that you could strive for, or some reason to live, or, something like forever, so you didn't want to screw up and end up getting stuck here by all the connections you make to each other and stuff. If you had a thought, with any of these belief systems that you live forever, you'd probably want to get it right. So all of the belief systems and everything that they've taught you has always been to slow us all down. It's never gotten us to a good place. And that's why, it took another book like the OASPI to come out in the 1800s to actually answer all the questions for the time that we're in. And the funny thing is, I've been here like 8 or 9 years, and I've seen lots of books come and go at this place. And this one here is not going away, so you might as well start looking into it. It's like, if you go look at some of the stuff with Sila Shalom, it's like it's going to conquer the world. And the reason for it is it makes sense. Like, it's the final solution. It's like, why would you fight over everything? And the reason is that you were taught to fight. That's all me and Scotty, like our whole life, we were taught to fight. Do you think there was anything else that we were taught, Scott? Did they teach us what's next, or did they just teach us what's here?
Oh, should I fight? I don't know. What did they teach us? I think I was taught to be a factory worker, a worker ant.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what it was all about. Yeah,
my dad was a factory worker, yeah.
Yeah, we were just...
plan.
Yeah. That was it.
We were supposed to crank out children for the war too, but the war didn't really go on. you know, they didn't really get what they wanted.
Well, I mean, we can, we're multifunctional. We wear many hats. We can have kids and work and be worker bees at the same time.
So the women
raise the kids.
We pretty much played the way they led us anyway.
They had everything figured out.
Right. And you don't really get to figure it out until you get old enough to get out of it, where you get the time to think about what it was like. Or what
by then, you've already done two or four years in the military, and you've already got maybe you've already married and you have a couple of kids. And you're thinking, like, holy crap.
Yeah.
You know, you got a job, kids, you've done your military. You know, it's like they've already used you. You've already done what you're supposed to do. The government got everything they wanted out of you. And what's sad is
you're already committed.
Yeah. Then they start breaking up the family. Now you're really lost because it's like at least you had a wife and kids. Now you're a loser.
That was our generation. We were the first ones to go through all that.
It's weird because it's like in the second marriage, it's like now you're the second income because the first husband's income and yours is a partner. When it's your first marriage, you end up being you end up supporting her next husband. Sucks. Just really, it does suck. It's just crazy.
It was amazing what they set it up like. And it's not the right way. It was never the right way. And that's what the children are going through now. They're realizing
is that changing?
How bad.
I mean, are men still getting taxed for it? I mean,
it's worse now.
So I thought women are making more money now, and they're all working, so they should be responsible for a...
Well, who's in control now? Where are the men in the world? Are the men...
Fighting for LGBT rights.
Can they afford to stand up against the system now?
Couldn't afford to do back in 1985, 1990.
Isn't that why they crippled us? So that the family wouldn't have support by the man? Like we're not able to support the children, supposedly. They set it up that way. You know, because you're so busy trying to get your support together and take care of things that you're not going to fight with the system.
Oh, I know.
So as long as you're raising children, you're in the system. You have no choice.
All I know is I raised three kids, kept a roof over my head, and now the kids are all gone, and I'm having trouble keeping a roof on my head. So this is a...
Exactly. So how hard is it for them nowadays?
They seem to be happy. The ones like they're stressed out, but they're doing it. They're all working their ass off. So,
well, look at the banking system. What does that say for you? You know, that was all fraud. That had nothing to do with like the banks making a mistake or something about the bonds and stuff. You know, being shorted and all. I mean, I get how all that was a play. But the real truth is they ran away with the money, and we're paying it back.
I think two things.
You know, and all of this stuff. Yeah.
I think certain companies are buying up all the food, right? And I think, the government's taking control of all the banks is what's going to eventually happen.
Yeah.
So we're going to not have a choice in what we eat, and the money's going to be totally tracked.
Or what kind of, yes. And they're going to flip over to the... What do you call it? Digital. And that's why digital is going through the roof right now. And, you know, people are getting used to this. It is. It's a great week for gold, for the ruby, for the silver. Yeah, market's amazing. I think they had to stop the market a couple of times. A lot of the banks got out of the market last week because they couldn't handle it. You know, so I think it's funny. I think the whole thing is like, you know, where we're at. They just couldn't hide it anymore. You know, but it's all fraud. Everything is added up to fraud. And the government and the system is going to have to, like, actually tell the truth one of these days. And they're not going to get a war. They're not going to get out of it this time. That's what Revelations is. You have to tell the truth. Like, we're in a time of light. You can't just create another war and get out of it this time. And why would you think that the Armageddon's going to happen or something? Just because the Bible said so. I mean, that's what the Bible wants, is a huge war, and it gets to steal all those souls. You know, so why would you give it all the souls? Why would you get everybody confused before the end? Why don't you just realize that it was all made up so that it would confuse you in the end?
The Valley of Armageddon.
It's all garbage. I mean, look at how much time and money we put into it. How much energy we give it. How much we pay attention. What armies? Why do we have armies? It says, thou shalt not kill. How do you have an army?
The red.
Who cares? So which one of them's the right one?
It's
all bullshit. So all the belief systems bring us together to fight over at the end. What? Over who's got the right belief system? What's the point of all that? What are we fighting about?
I don't think anybody
knows. Is it over land?
Cares. I think everyone thinks it's a joke, so nobody can answer
that. I think it's time to live. The answer is it's time to live, and they can't fool you anymore. It's like, you know, there's something new all the time, not the same old shit. You know, so get your act together and do the most for people instead of taking what you can and running with it. These banks are a sign that these people ran away with the money. So what are you going to do? You're going to be like them? Most of the people in the world aren't like that. So, you know, who cares about these idiots that try and steal everything they can get their hands on? What about the rest of the world? There's like 99% of us that don't act like that. And do we really need rules for us because of them? It's like, it's so stupid.
I don't need any rules because I got no money to play with. So it doesn't make any...
Well, you wouldn't do that if you had the money even. You know, like you wouldn't treat people that way. So it's like a joke. We do it over money. That's what these people are corrupted for. These people at the top are all about money. The sex is just to keep you in line, you know, so it's all corruption. And now, with, you know, the biggest criminal in the world is in our White House, and he can't even remember.
You almost have to respect him being like the biggest crime, because one of the biggest crime families in the world, man, the Biden family.
The creator set it up this way so that you can't miss it. You can't say, I didn't know what I was doing. Well, it's so obvious. It's the revelations, you know. It's right in front of you. If you keep following the leader, you deserve the hell that you get next. I agree. Like, go to war. Kill yourself. Kill each other. What does it matter? You live forever. Eventually, you'll figure out that you want to learn something new. See, that's the joke. There's no fear here. There's nothing to worry about. It's like all these people going to hell eventually get out of hell. The OASPI says, you know, you untie the stupid knots that the spirits tie themselves in. You let them go and you send them to, you know, hospitals and make them better up in heaven. So, you know, guys above, so below. Yeah, it's just the problem.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. Exactly. But the belief systems don't put it that way. They just give you heaven or hell and make everybody a sinner.
Since we're all going anyway, so you might as well just go to war and kill each other. I guess it's all people tired of life.
Yeah, you
can't get to the next place.
You go out in a bang. Yeah, so the problem is when you go out in a bang, you take somebody with you and you get tied up with them in the next life until you figure out you don't want to fight over everything anymore. Like, maybe there's, like, traveling the stars, and you don't get that fun until you get out of beating each other up.
Right, and you know what, if you go out in the bang and you didn't want to go, that means you might have to come back and finish with your hair, and that's not really fair.
It means you get tied to this world, and you can't figure out how to get out of it until, you know, you run into somebody that knows something. And how many people are you going to find that know something in hell? You know, with everybody else confused. It's like this world, as above, so below. Well, if nobody knows the way out, then we're all confused, right? There's not a lot of knowledge here to figure out how it's going to go next, right?
I've had some dreams. I woke up nightmares. I was confused. I was in a place. I was like in a weird place. That it was like spiritual, like spirit kind of thing. And it's like I didn't know where it was. I wasn't sure what was happening. I didn't like what was going on then. And I woke up.
It happens a lot in our dreams. Yeah,
not a lot
in our dreams.
It has happened.
In the OSP, it says that the other world can contact us in our dreams.
Right, they have. Oh, yeah. I talked about my aunt. Right. My aunt let me know she was bringing Uncle, whatever his name was, Uncle,
yeah.
Stanley, Uncle Stanley, right?
Yeah. They whisper in our ear and they contact us in our dreams.
No, she brought him in. Yeah, she brought him in.
Our world.
Kiss me.
I think they can set up a whole dream world. I think it's like, it's not that complicated for the spirit world to, you know, work with us in the dream world. I think that's what the simple magic is, being able to communicate with humans. I think manipulating things like, you know, physical and spiritual things, putting it together, I think that's the higher magic.
Just the idea, yeah, I don't know why it took, yeah, that dream in my parents' house. Whatever, my parents involved the next day. I'm just, maybe my parents might have had some kind of like contraband thing going on with Stanley. Maybe that's where you're getting their whatever, their heroin from.
In your day,
that's where you're getting their ass.
I don't know.
Uncle Stanley.
South Pacific? I don't think so. I think right off the boat, that's what that meant. Right out of the war, our parents were lost. Lost in the war. Gotta recover them after that. That's what's wrong with the war. You know, like how it's just, you know, who would want to go through that kind of horror? And why does the world, like, set us up that way? Like, really, telling us all of our lives that we've got to fight sometime. You ever remember when you didn't have to fight?
I tell you, you've got to fight for the right to party.
Exactly. I always had a fight with that. Like,
you can't get away with that. Nobody's going to let you smoke that at work.
Well, I did it at work, didn't you?
Yeah, every day.
Every day, yeah.
Gotta fight for the right.
Bullshit. You just gotta walk away. You can do anything you want. That's the joke, you know? Everything is like this, like, goody-two-shoes crap, you know? Well, you're in a physical life. You only get one chance. What is the point of the goody-two-shoes? You know, go out and experience life. Just don't hurt anyone. That's how you hurt yourself.
You'd be surprised. I mean, I have looked at like so many people thinking of goody two shoes, and they end up being wild. It just cracks me up. So I don't have any goody two shoes or really are.
Or how good of a judge we are, because it doesn't matter to us.
That's more like it, really. I'm the goody two shoes.
I think everybody's good. I really can't see anything wrong with people. You know, like, it's usually what somebody was told instead of what they really are. Like, if you believe anything that you're told, you've got a problem in life. You'll start to look like what you're told instead of what you want to be.
So tell me more. Tell me more.
Tell me more. That's a song, isn't it?
Yeah. Tell me more. Tell me more. It's got a movie, Grease. John Travolta.
Yeah.
Yeah. Olivia Newton-Jones.
I think the best idea is go find it yourself. Get what you think out of it. You're supposed to be living. If you're paying attention to something else, you're really not living. Right?
It's just a
like you're living through somebody else.
A living vicariously. Well, I have fun doing that sometimes. That's like when I'm watching baseball sometimes. But I have moments of like, if I reflect on like great moments. Yeah, in baseball. I had some great moments. So I get to relive that kind of stuff when I watch baseball. Although I saw something today I've never seen. And I love that when it happens. It happens quite often. It's kind of, think about that. When you see something you've never seen. Yeah. Anyway, so today I saw the preseason. Yeah, so it's a bases loaded, right? So anyway, so batter hits the batter swings it. Okay, and everyone's running. There's two outs. All right, and the bat broke and flying up to the shortstop, and it hits the runner right in the side of the leg. Ooh. And luckily it T-boned him instead of like with the broken spot going through his leg. Ooh. But it knocked him down. They had to like help carry him off the field. It was wicked, man. That thing flew out there so fast and knocked him right off his. Yeah, so I never saw that.
That's dangerous.
I don't think I've ever seen a bat actually hurt. Like, I've seen bats break the field and not take somebody out, man. So there you go.
Like, break in half?
Yeah, it broke about a foot above the handle, like where you hold it, in a big barrel, and that little part stuck out, and it was broken, like, it kind of like halfway through the bat kind of break, where it was more like a spear. Yeah, and it was a perfect horizontal axis. You know, and it just went off his knee, but a T-bone. It was like his knee was going up and down. That thing was going left, right as it hit. It flipped because it was spinning. So, what a hit. Took him down. Reminds me when I hit that kid with a pear. Hit him with a pear. And with a pear. He jumped up. He saw it coming. He jumped up as he was running and hit him right in the thigh. And he actually tumbled in the air and he got up, was crying, screaming. Well, they were. It was
back in the day.
Yeah, it was a nice size. It was the size of a tennis ball. Fair size of a tennis ball.
Yeah.
It was about the length of one house. And I had an arm, man. I was like striking my brother out. He was 4 years older than me, so I was freaking good.
Yeah. Well, those lucky shot, being pitchers.
Yeah. Oh, I was, man. I was.
You're
I was
trying to get on the team.
I was 13-1, man. I could pitch.
Yeah. I used to be a pitcher too. You have to laugh back in the day.
Yeah.
What else was there to do?
I'll go down a creek.
But you don't do that now, right? You don't pitch with your child.
Well, I did last year. I did with my grandkids.
Oh, up against
their house up there. And he was actually hitting the ball, so it was pretty good. Cool. So I got him this fat bat. Just getting used to it, you know, and he was like digging it. Not sorry, that was 2 years ago. Last year it was a normal size, but 2 years ago, yeah.
It's great to have grandchildren, right?
I just saw him. Yeah, I just saw him yesterday. We had, it was his birthday. They brought him down here, you know. And,
nice.
Yeah, we had, it was fun. I mean, everybody got, it was a big get-together, so I had a real fun day, man.
How old is he?
5. So I got a 5 and a 2-year-old. Two-year-old's gonna be 3 in July, and she's like, she's got a personality now. It's funny. I was just friendly and harassing them, and it was like turned. I mean, I played with them the whole time. I played with them the whole time, and I couldn't get enough of it, and I didn't really show like.
Yeah.
It's a shame because the rest of the world. Justin and Shannon, I didn't really just have any conversation with them. Anyway, it was fun.
Get enough time with them, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen him lately. I mean, I haven't seen him since my heart attack. So.
Yeah, there you go.
And I had those epidurals 3 days ago or 2 days ago, and it's like I'm actually standing up and I'm playing. I just had three great days. Like we're talking 6 weeks went by, and I was freaking miserable in pain, taking freaking narcotics.
So they nailed that then, right? They got the right spot.
I'm sitting here on the chair like I used to, my legs up in the air, I wasn't even thinking about it. I'm sitting here, and I'm walking around. I'm like 3 days ago, I couldn't stand up and make a cup of coffee without starting to cry. I don't get it,
that
man.
Mean they, they know where it's at and what's going
on. Oh, he knows where it's at. Yeah, it's arthritis.
Yeah. Well, it was steroids or something, right? It was something that killed the pain or the nerve.
I don't know. He gave the epidural. You know, I don't even know. These weren't steroid shots. This was some kind of freaking same stuff that I did last time that didn't work 15 years ago. It worked this time.
Right. That's interesting. So that was like an operation.
And I have a freaking bottle of tramadol. Whatever the shit is, it's an opium. It's a narcotic. It's an easy one. It's a mop. But I got like I got 180 of them. And just one puts me to sleep. And he said, I mean, right. It's funny how that worked out because you know I got the because I saw you know and I was just in pain and agony and he doubled my prescription. Right. And I was only taking 2/3 of my prescription. I was like trying to get a headset together. You know,
headset.
So I was using less than anyway. They double it. Oh, baby.
We learned that from being teenagers.
and then it's like 2 days later, like you said, we'll try the epidural. You know, if that don't work, or then we'll have to whatever. But you know, and the epidural seems to work. But I'm not going to admit that it worked. I'm just going to be like, oh, whoa. And I'll get another 100, and then I'll say, miracles. I can dance.
It's like once a drug addict, you're always a drug addict. You know, he learned all the fine tunings to give you a script. I remember we used to steal the script pad back in the teenage days.
I never did that.
No.
I can't even imagine getting the narcotics without a.
I've seen so many people that had script pads back then. I don't know, at least 5 in my day. You know, and they would just write a script and try it out, and it usually works. But they don't do that now. You can't get away with that these days.
Yeah, I don't think you can get away with that, man.
Well, back then, when we were, you know, starting to do things like that crazy, they didn't figure it out right away.
Then again, if you're not using insurance cards, it might help you. You know, if you're just doing it with cash, buying it with cash, and you got a script. I mean,
back in the '80s and stuff, seventies, it was like that. They didn't even think like that back then. It was like they were giving out like what do you call it to lose weight and stuff like candy. You know, like speed and stuff.
That's right, blue specs, green specs. All my girlfriends, my girl, where she babysat, the woman had like a freaking cookie jar halfway filled. Must have been 500, could have been 1,000. I mean, we're talking. Let's go with 500. That sounds more realistic. We're talking unbelievable. A cookie jar, and it was glass, and it was halfway, and it was like incredible.
Well, they are the real drug
takers. I would take 30 at a time, you know, just like, and it wasn't even noticeable. It was like just ridiculous. It was up in the air too. It was up in those cabinets over the sink type deal, you know. So I had to reach up to get it.
And it was her mother's.
No, it was a baby. It was the where she babysat. It was the lady, which was her mother's best friend. They were all friends. All these like heavy women. They were. She's so. Heavy, she's so heavy. Anyway, they were heavy then.
It looked like candy dishes.
Diet pills.
Well, there you go. That's a good reason. Back in our day, when we were growing up, the gods were the doctors. Actually, my grandmother was a hypochondriac. She killed herself at like 55, believing in doctors.
Well, the doctors just let her.
Yeah. Well, Well, she watched the commercials and ran to her doctor all the time. So it's advertising, psychology. Are we getting past that yet? Now that we were brought up by psychology.
Well,
all you can be, they're bringing it back. Psychology. There's nothing else you can be now. That's why.
All right, you know, when you're starting at home.
Oh, okay, I'll be right back.
Okay. You never give me your money. You only give me your funny papers. And in the middle of investigation, you break down. I never give you my number. I only give you my situation. And in the middle of investigation, I break down.
It was good.
Oh, yeah,
I got it. He never gives him the number. He doesn't like stalkers. Sorry about that.
Are you sneezing?
No, I'm coughing, smoking too much while you were playing. Just trying to enjoy my moment of silence.
Oh, is it nice? You do talk, man. And I tell you, man, it's like silence is golden, golden.
I know. You should shut me up anytime you can. You should be like, I feel soft coming on. Why don't I hear that all the time? It should be like that Monty Python movie.
I should have a song for everything.
Yeah. Actually, we do have a song for everything. That's what the Beatles was all about. I think it's funny how everything comes back in your mind. You start to feel like you're programmed by them.
Yeah, but I'm amazed at like how many like songs that I don't know what a word seems by the Beatles, like all of them. It just cracks me up.
There's so many, isn't there?
Yeah, but I mean, I never really... Oh, there's 200, like, well, there's 200 originals, and there's like another 50 or 40 they covered. So then that's, and then when you get to solo, now there's another 1,000. So, or let's say 500.
Oh, so they're now, unique, like, so like together they got 500 unique.
Yeah. Yeah, all four of them after the breakup in 70, they, like McCartney must have, let's see, he's got like 20 albums, so he's got 300. Lennon's got 100, Harrison's got 200, Ringo's got 300. You know, just ridiculous. They all got 20 albums, except for Lennon and Harrison.
Isn't that amazing what we're capable of? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's what happens if you spend your time on something you love to do.
Yeah.
Like, look at how much people get done, and, you know, because we work for others, look at what we don't get done.
That's right, I don't get nothing done, and it's like, I see these guys, like they're in group, right, and they have their own little sites, but they're always playing for, like, 3 hours, 2 hours, they're just, like, live, you know, just playing, and it's like, they do it every day, and then they'll come back on 5 hours later, and they're on there for an hour playing. And I'm thinking, like, man, I just post a song every couple of days, maybe once a week, it's a 3-minute song. You know, these guys are playing every day. I don't do that anymore.
They're probably practicing, right?
They're good. They love it. I love it too, though. But I mean, I do play a lot, but I'm not sound like jamming for people. Like, you know, like say play a song, Scott. I should play more often. But it's weird, man. You start singing. It's just like really weird sitting here singing. Although now, if I had a show, and if I knew how to talk to the chat room, and I had a show, then I would say, hey, dude. You got an idea for lyrics? Anybody want to help me? I'm trying to write a song. I could write a song every night.
I think that would be pretty cool.
So there you go. So, like, even though nobody wants to talk to me, you know how much I love you as much as you love me. Because then in the end, I love you. But it was, I love you, man, in the middle of the night. Right. In the middle of the night, just like writing a song in the chat room. You know, if you didn't dig it, then you don't listen or watch. But there's nobody on that time anyway. So, whatever.
Well, I think you have lots of good ideas.
Some of us should do that.
And the other thing is, you've been around long enough. Like, you know, maybe we should get into management. That would be interesting.
Yeah, I'll run the money. I'm the treasurer.
I'm the treasurer. I don't want nothing to do with the money.
If you want it. Yeah, I got that one here. Want it? No. Get it. Come and get it. Ooh, make your mind up fast. Cause if you want it anytime, I can get it. But you better hurry, cause it may not last.
That's that right. Nothing lasts. Better get it while you can.
Wow, man.
That's part of the motto, right?
Wow. I was put on the spot and I did it. Came to my mind, played it.
That's awesome.
Incorporated.
That's the way it's supposed to work. You're supposed to just flow. Especially at our age.
I'm so everything, right now,
everything starts flowing at our age. You can't stop it.
It's funny, because at break time, I gotta be honest with you, man, it wasn't flowing good, so I took my phone. It happens when you get old.
Yeah, I was thinking the other day, I wish it would come out a little bit faster so it doesn't get on my toes.
Oh, yeah.
This is great. What can you do? Can't pump it up anymore. But you take what you got left.
Yeah, don't piss into the wind when you get to that stage.
No, it's so much worse.
Oh, man.
It's fun, though. You gotta love it. And really, it's just what clogs us up when you think about it. And there was this thing I just saw about calcium. Like, it gets stuck in your veins if you don't get the right K2 and D3 at the same time, K2, you know, K2, with K2, the calcium.
K2 jelly.
Huh? Yeah, K2 jelly. Yes. That's how you can remember the K2, because if you don't get that, the calcium don't go in your bones, it ends up in your veins. So people should research that, because that's probably where we're getting all blocked up.
Yeah, it's just every day, just kind of, you just die a little more, man. A little bit closer.
Yeah, but most of it is like we're not taught anything, and we're so far away from nature.
We probably could have put 5 extra years on my life. Maybe even 10. Maybe only 2.
We could turn it around at any time. We just have to figure it out. You're not going to figure it out online, because online's really not living.
Well,
you know,
I know how to do it.
It's got a lot of information.
I mean, this is just real. Nobody should practice this at home. This is my idea. Take some aspirin, a little bit extra aspirin, you know, and then get like a vibrator. Giant vibrator, and just like this all over your body. That way you can vibrate your bones, your veins, so you shake up that calcium. You know, get the blood thinner, and just vibrate yourself all over.
Yeah, I wouldn't try that.
Good work. You know, I mean, I've actually been doing that for the last like just moving down my legs. I'm serious. It feels really good. Hey.
Sounds like you need a woman.
Anytime I look at vibrate like this thing, I'll tell you, she'd be worth her weight in gold. She's so heavy. She's so heavy.
now. It's a little
not
late.
It doesn't matter. It's all good.
It is all good. It's interesting, actually, to watch, like, the gold market skyrocket and the rest of the markets go down the tube.
Yeah, I have to laugh because, I mean, you know, I'd be watching for, like, 3 minutes, and the woman was, like, blabbing away, going, like, it's going to be a really good week for gold next week. You know, so I say, like, wow, you were just saying that chick was telling you that. I'm thinking, like, okay, so look at all these people. Are like,
yeah.
So there you go.
She's
so,
like an E.F. Hutton, and she's going to tell me what. And I'm like laughing. I don't really want to have money. I don't know what I'd do with it. You know, but it is a good time for the market. If you think about it, if you watch what's going on, you should be able to guess real easily which way things are going. Like, if you get in with gold, you're going up. That's for sure. At least for a little bit of a ride. But, you know, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
So we really are ready for management, man. So what division should we be in?
We just want to go to the meetings, right? see what they say. We are on that level, of course.
I want to be in a crowd. Yeah, Barabbas! Barabbas!
You telling everybody else who to pick. Pick Barabbas.
Well, I think... Really?
Who would pick any of these people? Pick yourself. Like, why wouldn't we stop getting represented? What's the point of that? Wouldn't you want to, like, you know, just have a choice instead of being represented? Why can't you set it up that way?
You know, I can make a fool. I mean, I would prefer to make a fool out of myself than have somebody, like, represent me and try to make me look credible. Because then you get the fake product when you finally get to deal with me.
Yeah, exactly. It's not the real you. That's what they
can
represent.
Can you see the real me? Can you see the real me?
You can. These days, everybody can be represented themselves. Why would you have somebody represent you? And why would you even use a lawyer now if you know how the law works? So
well,
the lawyer is just there to make money.
Yeah, I think the
lawyer can't even afford them now.
Yeah, that's like it's blackmail. It's like so.
Sure, somebody
like
talking
Robin
for
Peter
you.
People. It's like we're all like the
Peter's pretty broke by now.
Peter's on Brokeback Mountain. But it's everyone is like those fish that feed off the sharks, like those scavenger fish.
Exactly. Like, you know,
everyone's sucking off the bigger fish.
Yeah, suckers.
It's ridiculous. Yep. Yeah. But life is.
But that's all they taught us, right? They taught us to be like the ones on the top. You know, feed off of all the evil going on.
This is what the bigger fish looks like, and this is what you do to pacify it.
You know, look at all the money that was lost in the banks and the way that they defraud everyone. What if we were to switch it around and cut out the middleman and actually have that money go back to the real people so that we don't have to work so hard?
Look, nobody lost any money. Did anybody really lose any money except for a couple of billionaires? Did the people
no,
lose any money?
The taxpayers, they printed a whole bunch of money, so all our money went down in value.
Yeah. I heard it print some
you know,
money.
So everything that they do, like, they're talking about printing a whole bunch more money. You know, so nothing's going to be good for us. But that's
something,
the way the system is set up.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's
down.
Supposed to fail.
Yeah, this it is. This system's actually going down in my lifetime. It's unbelievable.
Right, but really, it's not going down. It's just time for something real, something that's not fake and fraudulent, you know, like it's time to have something that, you know, the real people, the amount of people that's here actually decide how they want it to be instead of, you know, a few people representing you deciding everybody's fate in the world. Like, we've got the world order now. That's how bad it gets. These people went as crazy as they can get. They want power, and they want to rule the world. They're worse than Pinky and the Brain. And they're not going to get it because all the money doesn't really make it work. You can't just hold everybody ransom and hostage, right?
Oh, I think they think they can. I mean, if you don't try,
I don't think you can force everybody.
How about all these people? You got that much power.
What happens when all these people with money, nobody wants to play with them anymore? Nobody wants their money. Nobody wants nothing to do with them. We're tired of feeding their asses. They can go make their own meals.
They have no
what if
we
don't take their money?
They've got no problem finding somebody to have a game of chess with or to jam with. It was guitars.
I think at some point people are not going to want to associate with somebody that's such a criminal. And that should be their fate, that nobody wants to deal with them. Because, you know, when you get, like, cut off from society, you feel really bad that nobody wants to be your friend. And I think that's the final solution for these people. Like, they think they got away with something. And what they got was nobody really loves them because they stole everything instead of helping anyone else. So it's going to bite them in the ass. It already is. They can't tell the truth anymore because of all the stuff they did. So they have to lie about everything. So the system has to fail just so that the lies can be, you know, so we can stop covering up all the lies.
Friends are weird, man, because I don't know what to think about. Can you really survive without friends?
Well, you can't live without other people. You wouldn't have anybody to tell your story to. Don't you want people to listen to your story? That was wrong with all of them.
I tell you, I know. They're tired of my stories. Because they're all the
That's what they tell you.
Yeah.
They probably think you're funny.
I was just going to say, because they always make them laugh. They laugh. Tell the same story every single time. So the same things are happening. Same story.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we're getting old. It's the same repetition. Oh, we starting to sound like a broken record. Maybe we're too old to realize that we're a broken record.
Yeah, I got yelled at for that today. She said, I told you 3 times I don't have one. Well, are you sure? Blah, 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 blah. Like,
okay. I don't remember. You just can't find anything yourself.
Yeah, I said, really, you guys, I'm sorry, but I'm thinking maybe I can inspire you.
By annoying. Isn't that the way we're made? Like, we're made to think for ourselves. Even when somebody gives us a good idea, we still want to do it ourselves.
Stupid stuff. I just got, it's real quick. It's classic me. It's like, so, I built one of those little portable heaters with a planner, with a planning pot.
Yeah.
And three or four tea lights. It's really nice. It's a nice little heater. Mm-hmm. Right? But I found, like, I'm making candles. So I was burning candles for, like, you know, so I got some candles laying around. So I'm, like, I'm making chunks. And I put them in a little votive, you know. I got the pin in there. And I got this, well, I'm a candle. Anyway, so I like pouring, like, so I line the pot, top of the pot with quarters. Got a little indent. It's just perfect. It's like a little stove. I've got a little hole in the center. And I can melt wax. And just pour, and I made, like, 12 votives already. But I thought, anyway, I need a little pouring pot because it's like, I need a way to, because I got all kinds of candles laying around, like thousands of candles from yard sales, just all kinds of boxes full of. I just want to melt them and make little votives, make 1,000 votives. Every time I sold candles, the votives, I was selling them for a quarter a piece, 50 cents a piece, they just went, man.
Right.
Nothing else sold except for votives. Long story short, I bought these copper pots. These little tiny cups, they're like measuring cups. They're really cute, you know, and they're small. They're but they're, you know, one point is just perfect for melting wax on top of this little heater. And she told me, I gave it to her, it's copper. She won't let me have it because it looks neat. And she has it on top of the microwave.
Oh, so it's too nice to use it for wax.
I gave it to her, man. Yeah, I found it. It's like, yeah.
You're funny. you could clean it out, right?
She'll know. She will freaking know. If I use it, she knows.
Of course she will.
If you touch something in that kitchen, she knows. I'm even talking softer now. That's how paranoid I am about
this. They have intuition, remember? You did notice that in your days, right? No more than you do. Remember I said in the OSPI, the good angel will tell the truth to you, even if you don't want to know.
Yeah.
They'll go and tell your partner what they don't want you to know.
Imagine that.
Yeah, that's what's going on here. And the women have intuition, so they can tell things that we can't. Really,
they have a ghost hanging around the house telling them what's going on.
Yeah, and they might not even realize how much they know.
Really what it is.
But that's what guardians do, don't they? With the good ghosts. They help us survive this. Gotta love it. And when I get to be a guardian, I'm not going to change my children's life.
Sure. He's switching stuff around in the refrigerator. He goes, look, you'll see.
My friend told me.
He moved to jelly.
I know you'd do it.
You did that on purpose.
That was a couple's duty to each other. They know each other so well.
Not me, man. I pissed off every girlfriend I ever had and every wife I've ever had with that stuff.
Because it works on their side, not your side.
Don't tell them what they think or why they did something. Oh, man.
No, men are not like that. They can't think for
I'll
them.
Tell them. I told them that. Boys, I paid for that.
A woman whisperer.
Not complaining.
They'll take your ear off.
I'll just treat you mean. The look, the mean. Ugh.
Well, they want to be themselves. That's what I think it is. They don't want anybody changing their possibilities.
I think
nobody does.
The madder they get, right, the more like in charge they think they are, the more guilty they are.
Is anybody ever in charge, really?
When they think they are.
Man made that up. Man makes all this stuff up, fills our head with these things. Great ideas, be a king or something. King of the roost. You can't be happy if you're the king. You're responsible for everything.
I'll never be king of the roost or king of anything. I am the king of father. I'm the king of fuh.
Definitely didn't give you that one. Just to be nice to you at your age. But if you could get that title, you could save the world.
I'm giving myself that title. I am the king of fun.
I know. You got to convince everyone else now. That's the best part.
Well, hey, just ask me. Ask me again, and I'll tell you the same.
I think it's the solution. Everybody should be the king of fun. We should all be just as good, too. Like, we shouldn't find fault with each other. Find how good we are. Do you imagine fault. If women were like that? They didn't find your faults. That's what the honeymoon is.
Yeah.
Isn't that what the honeymoon is? Like when you meet somebody and you can't see anything wrong with them for the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, worship them. Worship you. You worship them, they worship you.
Yeah, so much fun until you start thinking about what's wrong with them.
Right, until she says, oh man, I'm late on my period.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
then it starts getting
then things real. Get serious.
Yeah.
Oh no. My God. My plants.
I'm looking like a goddess today.
Well, the man would think that they were a goddess then, right?
you know, I'm thinking, oh my God, I got her pregnant. Oh my God. She had it in my league. That's incredible. I'm the man.
She's a goddess.
I've just raised my self-esteem and status. Oh man, with one.
Isn't that the one on the on the half shell or something? Like that? Goddess, what was her name?
I'm gonna ride her all the way to the top.
Well, that is your kind of game. That's what you got.
Little did I know that I was like Roy Rogers, and they were all Calamity James. Calamity Jane, and they were like, Calamity James, oh my God. Oh my God. I want out of this movie. I want out of this movie now. I didn't sign up for this one.
Yes. Exactly. Somebody changed the script.
We're going back to Brokeback Mountain. Oh my God. I thought I was climbing those mountains.
I never could that be. Suddenly break your back or something. I don't know what it is.
Step on a crack and world. Break your mother's
what a world. What a world. give me a break. Take them away. They're out of order.
I hear
a song coming on.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course.